from Kaya 959. We're on the street, we're on the air. This is Kaya Drive. My name is Khumutso Meso, and we are together until 6 p.m. And the team joins me now as we introduce our very first topic. And this one is funny for me, especially because I literally relate. This is me every time. So think of a social event. You are out there, you are partying, you are mingling, networking, whatever, and somebody just after you say your name, hi, my name is Khumutso Meso. What's your name? I'm Sandile van Heerden. Oh, okay. It looks like it's flowing. 2 seconds after meeting me, you then ask me, so what do you do for a living?
Yeah.
I live for a living.
I work. You know, that's my answer, actually. I'm like, I work. I mean, don't you work? I work. And people will be like, yeah, but I know. But where do you work? And then I will say, Parktown North.
Yeah.
I give the area.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Khumutso, what do you do? Why are you being cagey with what you do? And I swear, Kaya 959, I never respond that way.
Yeah.
There's no way you can say to me, are you ashamed of what you do? Furthest from it. Mm. I just don't want the attention that it comes with the brand, because the brand is humongous. Mm. I don't, oh, are you on radio? What do you do? Do you produce?
What time?
Yeah, it's not small talk nonsense that I don't want to get into that. Mm-hmm. Skumba and Thomas were talking about in the morning. So how do you react? So our question to you guys is really, how do you react to the question, what do you do for a living, and why do you react that way?
I'm very similar to you. Yeah, I hate giving out, because people have, I suppose, this thing in their head of what we do. You know, I've seen those memes, what I do and what people think I actually do. So I always just say, no, I work in sports.
Oh, I see.
And then if you're still pushing, I might say journalism. And if you're still pushing, I'll be radio.
Yeah.
And if you're still pushing, then I'll be like, Kaya FM.
Yeah.
Because once you say, no, I do sports on Kaya FM, people then turn to respond, oh, I have a cousin who plays cricket. Can you get him an interview?
Yeah. Music like, submissions.
No.
Ask me. I know.
But I think on the flip side, sharing where you work could also kind of work in your favor. I mean, I've had instances before I obviously got to Kaya.
Sure.
Where, you know, I was in a public health facility and people were getting like really crazy treatment.
And crazy in a bad way.
In a bad way, right? And, you know, somehow upon conversation, the nurse and I spoke and I mentioned where I worked. So I mentioned the radio station and what I do. Mm. And all of a sudden, jiggy, things were good. I was getting proper service. Wow. You know what I'm saying?
That is terrible.
It's so unfair. I think it's so unfair. But at the same time, it just comes down to how people sort of size you up based on what you do and where you work.
We are a classless society because it's almost like you are vetting someone. It's almost like a credit vet of some sort. Mm-hmm. If they work at Kaya, they must be of a certain class.
Yeah.
Therefore, the treatment that they deserve is of this quality versus to what I've been dishing out the whole day. Kini?
I can agree with all of you. I mean, people also assume that if you work in radio, then you are making so much money. So people then think, oh yeah, you know, you are there with Khumutso Meso and Unati and Caesar. And I'm like, guys, really?
why are you bringing me into this conversation?
I'm just saying, you guys are there, you know. So I'm always like, so I don't want to talk about it because people are looking at me. They're like, yeah, but you don't look like you're making so much money, you know, that sort of thing. So I don't even, I never ever say.
I agree with you. It does put it at a pressure.
It does.
Because it feels like you need to, when you get to the parking lot, the car that you are twizzing.
People often assume. So I honestly never ever say, and I get so awkward and people say, are you Kinele? I'm like,
that's right.
No.
You're like, no.
Yeah.
That's definitely not me. Tell us your experiences. Looking for your WhatsApp voice notes on 063-6882-0959. Tell us, how do you react to the question, what do you do for a living, especially in social events? So you don't know these people. You don't really want to share your life. You just maybe want to have a good time. But you find yourself having to answer that question, what do you do for a living? And why are you reacting that way? Are you cagey? If you are cagey, why are you cagey?